We came up the draw from the south in the spring of 54, and Josh was the one who wanted to stop. Nothing about that country looked good to me, but I was not the one who was calling the shots. Don't get the idea that it was not pretty country, because it surely was. There was a plenty of water, grass, and trees. That spring offered some of the coldest and best water I ever tasted, but I didn't like the look of the country around. There was just too much Indian sign.
"Forget it, Pike," Josh Boone said irritably. "For a kid, you sound more like an old woman all the time. Believe me, I know gold country, and this is it. Why should a man go all the way to California when there's gold all around him?"
"It may be here," Kenyon grumbled. "But maybe Pike Downey ain't so dumb, even if he is a kid. He's dead right about that engine sign. If we stick around here, there being no more than the five of us, we're apt to get our hair lifted."
Kenyon was the only one who thought as I did. The others had gold fever and had it bad, but Kenyon's opinions didn't make me feel any better, because he knew more about engines than any of the rest. I'd rather have been wrong and safe. Josh Boone did know gold country. He had been in California when the first strike was made, and I don't mean the one at Sutter's Mill that started all the fuss. I mean the first strike, which was down in a canyon near Los Angeles. Josh had done all right down there, and then when the big strikes came up north, he'd cleaned up some $40,000. Then he rode back east and had himself a time.
"Why keep it?" he laughed. "There's more where that came from."
Maybe there was, but if I made myself a packet like that, I planned to buy myself a farm and settle down. I even had the place in mind. It was Boone who suggested we ride north away from the trail.
"There's mountains yonder," he said, "and I've a mind there's gold. Why ride all the way to California when we might find it right here?"
Me, I was ready. Nobody would ever say Pike Downey was slow to look at new country. The horse I rode was the best in the country, and it could walk faster than most horses could trot. It weighed about 1,400, and most of it muscle. It was all horse, that black was, so when we turned off to the hills, I wasn't worried. That came later. Josh Boone was our leader, much as we had one. Then there was Jim Kenyon, German Kruger, and Ed Karp. I was the kid of the bunch, just turned 19, strong as a young bull. Josh had been against me coming along, but Kenyon spoke for me.
"He's the best shot I ever did see," he told them, "and he could track a snake upstream in muddy water. That boy will do to take along."
Kenyon calling me a boy kind of grated. I'd been man enough to hold my own and do my part since I was 14. My pa and ma had come west from Virginia in a covered wagon, and I was born in that wagon. I'd been hunting since I was knee-high to a short beaver, and the first time I drove a wagon over the Santa Fe Trail, I was just past 14. My rifle drew blood for me in a Comanche attack on that wagon train, and we had three more fights before we came up to Santa Fe. Santa Fe was wild and rough, and I had a mix-up with a Comanchero in Santa Fe with knives, and I put him down to stay. The following year, I went over the trail again, and then I went to hunting buffalo in Texas. The year after, I went all the way to California, and returning from that trip, I got friendly with some Cheyennes and spent most of a year with them, raiding deep into Mexico. By the time I met Boone, I had 5 years of the roughest kind of living behind me. Boone talked himself mighty big, but he wasn't bigger than me, and neither was Ed Karp. We rode up that draw and found ourselves the prettiest little canyon you'll ever see, and we camped there among the trees. We killed us a deer, and right away Josh went to panning that stream. He found gold from the first pan. Gold! It ran heavy from the first pan, and after that there was no talking to them. We all got to work, but being a loner, I went along upstream by myself. Panning for gold was something I had never done, but all the way back from California that time I'd traveled with one of the best, and he'd filled me to the ears with what was needful to know about placer mining for gold. He told me about trying sandbars and little beaches where the stream curves around and throws up sand in the crook of the elbow. Well, I'd found such a place, and she showed color.